the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
There are many things seriously wrong with me.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And not quirks either. Like diagnosable psychological problems.
Y94.
2 days in a row, we've had some form of wedding drama on the show. Now, this is a father, a guy. We're going to call you first initial K. We're going to throw you in the voice changer. What is the issue?
I got this issue with a daughter and a son-in-law, and they're getting married, well, future son-in-law, supposedly.
What's the issue?
They're supposed to get married in a few months, and of course, being one of the parents of the daughter, we're obligated by tradition to pay for the wedding. I've been divorced for a few years now, so I thought I would help the daughter out myself on my end of things here. I'm not sure where the ex-wife is on it. However, I gave my daughter and her future husband $10,000 to go towards their wedding. I wanted them to have a pretty good wedding. And I don't know how to put this, but I found out probably about a month ago that they spent a good portion of this $10,000 on jet skis.
So you're obviously not super happy to see the wedding budget go to jet skis.
No, of course not. I mean, I was actually really upset. Now, I tried to hold it back as best as I could from my daughter, my anger with the issue. But I'm wondering if I should bring it up to her. If I would prefer to see them sell these jet skis and use that money for the wedding like it was originally intended. But you know how it is. Sometimes when you give someone money, you don't want to be the one to tell them what to do with it. But I really, really, I really wanted them to use it for the wedding.
Well, and I'm guessing you're not rich. That probably meant a lot of money to you.
Absolutely. I mean, exactly. I could have spent that money, you know, fixing up things around the house, maybe even just getting a different car. There's a lot of other ways I could have used it. I could have bought a 60-inch TV, you know, but
a couple of
them. So I'm just kind of in a pickle here as far as, do you think I should ask her to sell these jet skis or not?
Well, I'm guessing you gave her that money because you want your daughter's happiness.
Yeah.
Okay. As a great comedian once said, have you ever seen anyone cry on a jet ski?
No.
She's going to be pretty happy on them jet skis.
No, but they're supposed to also be happy for life. And this money was supposed to give them a beautiful start. And you know how brides are the day of their wedding.
Sure.
And this would really, really make it shine for her.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a couple of stupid things that happened there. One of them being, it's October in Fargo, North Dakota. They should have got snowmobiles.
Mm-hmm.
Buying jet skis in October. Stupid. So he says, here's $10,000 to go towards your wedding. And they go, sweet. We've been eyeballing these sweet jet skis. They're on clearance now. And they buy jet skis. Can he be like, I think you should sell these. And, you know, put that towards the wedding. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the money was earmarked for when he wrote the check. Can he step in and be like, wait a second? 237 hits, or you can text 35270.
What's the name of this thing?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
We just getting started.
On demand and online at y94.com.
The lessons I've learned. 7:48 in the morning and 43 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. We're the Playhouse Zero, Rat Maggie, Y94, the number one hit music station. Today in the valley, going to be kind of a day, cloudy, windy, cold. Maybe some rain in there, high around 47, so just a little bit warmer than it is right now in the valley. So we're talking with a dad who gave his daughter a nice little chunk of money to go towards her wedding, $10,000. Very generous man. And recently they went out, daughter did, and her soon-to-be husband, and bought a couple of jet skis. And he's like, I just gave you a really nice chunk of money. It really did. And that was for not jet skis. Couple of wrong things happening there. Money being spent, probably not with how it was supposed to be, but also who buys jet skis in October? Just saying. That's just me, though. Hi, what are you thinking? Can he ask for that money back or make them sell those jet skis?
Actually, I think he should have kind of said something about the $10,000, like before the wedding, because, oh my God, I would be so happy if my parents would have forked over that chunk. that would have been one thing less I would have to freak out about. Like, I think he should say something. I mean, if it was tradition, I mean, come on, jet skis.
Well, and that was his thing, right? He's like, well, it is tradition that I maybe help with this wedding, pay for it, is kind of that old school tradition. So here's this check. Then they go buy jet skis. Maggie, I'm curious. Where do you stand? You're usually my moral compass for just all that is on the show. Every segment I like to go, what does Maggie think about this? You tell me your opinion.
I think he has absolutely every right to say something to her. Like, look, I didn't give you this money to go buy jet skis and have fun with. You know, like, if you didn't need the money, then you should have said, hey, you know what? That's way too much. Maybe just a couple thousand would be okay to help out. But she never, ever should have taken that knowing she was going to spend it on something other than the wedding.
When you look at that spending, right, just random jet skis, one of two things happened. One, the money that was earmarked for the wedding got spent on these jet skis, and it shouldn't have been. And he wants to know if he can ask for that money back, or they sell the jet skis and use it for the wedding. Or two, he gave them a really, really significant amount of money, and they didn't need it at all, right? He's trying to help out and do something nice, and they must not have needed it if they have money that was other than his to go buy these jet skis, presumably. If you got that laying around, you probably didn't need your dad's money. Right, what are we seeing in the text club?
Let's see. I would give her a good old-fashioned butt-whooping. If they don't have enough respect or sense to do the right thing with the money, then maybe they aren't mature enough to get married. Somebody else pointing out, make them pay it back with interest. You gave them money for the wedding. They can now be stuck paying for what's left. I would never give them any more money. Tell your daughter to sell those jet skis. How disrespectful of her. And somebody says, maybe the wedding is already paid for. But in that case, they shouldn't have accepted the money.
Yeah, if dad says, I want to give you this check for $10,000 for your wedding and you don't need the money, I think you're probably morally obligated to be like, actually, dad, it's all covered already.
Exactly.
Thank you for your generosity, but you know what? We have been eyeballing these jet skis. So if you wouldn't mind, wedding present. We'll use them all summer. You know, when the ice melts. I can't get past the fact that they bought these. I think that's stupid. Anyway, 2378, you can text 35270. Dad says, here's $10,000 for your wedding. Daughter goes out and buys jet skis. Wants to know if you can ask for the money back or make them sell the jet skis. What do you think?
Now, she spent her money, so that's it. No more. Now she can use the rest to pay for her wedding. And she can't come crying when she doesn't have any money.
So don't say anything about it, but know that they're cut off, basically.
Ta-da.
There we go. Thank you so much. Hi, it's Playhouse. What are your thoughts on the jet ski wedding fund situation?
Wow, what a generous gentleman. I would say it would be interesting if he were to get a hold of his ex-wife and find out if she's given them any money and share with her that he has given them $10,000. So she's in the know on this. And then he can excuse himself from any further financial things that need to be with this wedding because he gave it. She made her decision, and the couple made their decision, and the story. He can wash his hands.
So, and maybe I misunderstood. It almost sounds like maybe you suspect they also got a nice little chunk of money from somewhere else, too.
I'm just wondering, you know, how kids can play their parents, you know, and especially since they're divorced.
Yep.
I just think he needs to kind of tell her and communicate about to his ex-wife about what he did, because he said he doesn't know what she's doing. So, I just wonder if the daughter might play the mom for some money too and then go out and, who knows, do what with that money as well. But you know, he gave this as a gift. They used it not in the fashion that he wanted them to, but he can just, you know, if she needs or wants anything more for her wedding, he can just say, you know, I gave you $10,000, you know. What did you do with it?
Perfect. We appreciate the phone call this morning. Thank you. Some more of those texts, Rat.
Somebody does say maybe they used what they needed to pay for the wedding and used the leftover to buy the jet skis. Just a thought. Somebody else, good for her. People spend way too much money on weddings these days, but she probably should have talked to him first. If somebody gives me money specifically for something, I use it for something. That's not right. He's her father, so he does still have some authority over what she spends her money on. He's supposed to guide her, tell her how you feel, and what the purpose of that money was for. If she doesn't sell the jet skis, she's going to need to raise her own money for her wedding, And somebody else says, I think he should point out that a lot of people out there would love to have 10 grand handed over to make their wedding amazing, especially since so many couples these days have to pay for their own weddings and then let her make the decision.
Well, and I'll tell you there, first initial K, I don't know, you know, how strapped you are financially. I assume that you do all right for yourself if you're able to write a check for $10,000. I would be curious personally what that wedding looks like.
Yes.
Go to the wedding and then and see what it's like. You know, are she going to will they ask for money between now and then? Is it going to be an extravagant wedding? Are you going to feel like you saw your money put to use? Because they didn't tell you specifically, you know, this was, we bought these jet skis with that money you gave us. You know, maybe that was a wedding gift from mom or something. Like, I'm going to take you out and you're going to pick out jet skis. Who knows? I would just be curious to see what the wedding's like. Does it look like a wedding that money was applied to? Or is it done on the cheap so they can buy jet skis? That's what I would want to do.
See, and even if it's on the cheap, though, you should say to your parent, like, well, we're not going to have a fancy, extravagant wedding, just so you know. And if he still gives you the 10 grand, great, but it feels like he's getting scammed on it.
I'm telling you, next time snowmobiles, you will get so much more use out of them. If I had the choice, it's October.
Somebody did say in their defense that it's a good time to buy jet skis. This time of year is the process drop.
I suppose they're on sale, huh?
Yep.
You can really get a good deal right now. Hey, maybe just a little bit of that $10,000 went to the jet skis. Maybe.
Maybe.
More Flush Format Friday with Sugar Ray Fly in a couple of minutes. Your news and weather on the way as well.
Wake up!
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Wake me up.
Y94.